This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. All right. I'm going to mention this just because now I want. I really would like for everybody to go watch this video just in case they snap. I'm not a big YouTuber. I don't have the big subscriber base that some of these guys do. So when YouTube does this, like a really big YouTuber would be losing a lot of money right now. I'm not losing any money. Here's the deal. Nighthawk Custom, in conjunction with Gat Daily, Gunwinner.com, a few other places out there, they're giving away something called the Nighthawk Custom Turnbull VIP. The VIP stands for Very Impressive Pistol, and this is most definitely an impressive pistol. It has a gold bead, a truly, not a painted gold, a gold bead for the front sight. This is a $7,500 handgun, and they're giving one away. And I did a video today, 3.5 minutes long, with a slideshow, and I just talk about what the gun is and everything else, and I give the description and everything else on the gun, and YouTube has demonetized it. And here's what they're saying. Monetization status limited or no ads due to content identified as not suitable for most advertisers. Your video remains fully playable and is eligible to earn subscription revenue from YouTube Red, which is the paid service where you don't get any, you know. Why did this happen? Advertisers avoid placing ads on videos that don't align with their brand. For example, they may choose not to advertise on content that's sexually aggressive or suggestive, includes bad language, or is considered controversial. What can I do? If you think our automated system got this wrong and your video is suitable for all advertisers, you can request a manual review. There you go, buddy. I confirm that my video is suitable for all advertisers. There you go. I have had to do this every time I put up a video. I had to do this for a video for the three ninjas I sent ball caps to. I just did a, it's not even a minute and 20 seconds long. And I said, I'm finally shipping hats to the guys. I need to get a hold of Hickok. I need to ask Jaeger about this stuff. I need to find out. You know, I've gotten 815 views, which is, that's not bad for me on, in the number of hours it's been on there, and it'll probably be into the thousands by overnight. Nighthawk Custom is a good search phrase. YouTube, I swear to God. I swear to God. When are you going to figure out which side of the bread you should be buttered on? Gun grabbers, they are looking for the next bump stock. And the gun reform advocates read that to mean gun grabbers. That's a nice, a different way of spelling it. They think they've seen a few. Now, the bump stocks are not going to go anywhere. That would be my prediction. That all of the air was let out of that little inner tube, that donkey-shaped inner tube, when the ATF got out there and said, you know, by law, we can't rule that this makes it automatic because it doesn't make it automatic. So, you know, the debate is still out there. Bump stops, you know. These things have been around 7 years, gun grabbers. I'm surprised you didn't know about them. I mean, and you didn't know about them. Gabrielle Giffords didn't know about them. Bloomberg didn't. Nobody's ever talked about this before. Nobody ever talked about it before at all. Gun reformers are already seeking to identify similar products in hopes of convincing Congress to apply new restrictions aimed at preventing the next tragedy. Let me rephrase that. Let's go to Captain Subtext now. Not actually aimed at preventing the next tragedy, but aimed at you getting one. I'll tell you what I'm going to get very shortly. And you want to know what kills me about this? I'm going to have to get a Glock to go with it. But I'm going to get one of those Rony adapters that you can put a Glock 17 into and make it a 9mm carbine with a shoulder brace on it. I won't have to wait on no paperwork. And it'll be just like a, dare I say it, SBR. That's short-barreled rifle. Perfectly legal, gun grabbers. On Wednesday, the Gun Violence Prevention Group, founded by former Representative Gabrielle Giffords, which it wasn't founded by her. It was founded by her husband. And I think it's just called Giffords. They're going to release a report detailing 9 products, all commercially available under current federal law, that the advocates say are designed to specifically, they're designed specifically to circumvent long-established gun checks and therefore pose a threat to public safety. I'm pretty sure they're not going to point out any time these were ever used, because that's not what they do. David Chipman, senior policy advisor with the Giffords Group, said, we can sit back and bring these issues up after some horrible thing happens, or maybe we can just take a fresh look and anticipate that, what might be used in the next shooting and try to create a regulatory structure that makes it harder for criminals to use them. The products singled out by the group are a combination of accessories and military-style firearms that, like bump stocks, are not household names. That includes modern AR and AK-style pistols, which can be concealed like handguns, but have the firepower of rifles. Okay. We'll come right back to that in just a second. But have firepower of rifles, 50-caliber rifles, which can fire rounds accurately for a mile and retain the punch to pass through a house. Oh, gosh. Let's talk about the AR pistols and the AK-style pistols. During Fast and Furious, a lot of times they were going in and buying Draco pistols. They were sending ATF agents in to buy Draco pistols as ATF agents so they didn't have to go through the background check, and they were telling the gun dealers that they were getting them for duty. The AR pistol, on the other hand, has a buffer tube. Now, one of the things about the AR is that it is a gas impingement design, and you have this buffer. The bolt pops back and the buffer hits it and springs it back forward. It's just a constant. It's beautiful. However, these things are about as concealable as, a box of tools. And I'm talking about one of those boxes that rolls. This is one of those things that, this stuff cracks me up. It really does. 50-caliber rifles, which can fire rounds accurately for a mile and retain the punch to pass through a house. Item number one. Notice how in this little list, they're not bringing, and believe me, if they could actually do this, they would do this. But they're not pointing out when these weapons have ever been used in a crime. A 50-caliber rifle, if you've ever picked one up, like a Barrett, those things weigh about, 50 pounds unloaded. They're about 6 feet long. When was the last time you guys saw the Barrett gang running through your neighborhood? The ammunition is unbelievably expensive. I don't even care if I ever shoot one of these things again. What they want to do is they want to add as many. The new thing now is to add as many things as they can to the NFA. They want everything to go under the NFA. And then they can say, well, they're registered now, and you can have them now after you wait for however long. Because I'm sure, the NFA is the epitome of time management when it comes to getting your tax stamp back. That's why, right now at DTWS Arms, I have asked Doc to build me an AR pistol with a SIGTAC brace, not an SBR. Because with an SBR, I would be sitting here waiting. If I ordered it today, sometime in 2018, probably right before Christmas, I would get the tax stamp back. I don't care enough about it to do that. I don't need an SBR that bad. A AR pistol with a SIGTAC brace will work just as well. Those gun grabbers looking for that next bump stock. I love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I don't want to sound, would I be sounding too elitist if I tell you that Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee should really not be allowed to actually propose any legislation? I think she should just be allowed to keep her title, maintain her salary, shut up. Of course, that's not going to happen. because they always got to, you know, if you want to see some legislation written by Democrats, most of the time it's going to have something to either take your money or take your rights. I just do that little litmus test, figure out which one it's going to take, and come back and see me in the morning. She has proposed H.R. 4268. This is a measure to delay sales of semi-automatic firearms, suppressors, armor-piercing ammo, and read that to be standard capacity magazines. They refer to it as large capacity. It's always got to be some size thing. High, you know, so, excessive. No, it's never standard. This would mandate that both licensed dealers and individuals wait 7 days after buying targeted guns, ammunition, and accessories before transferring the item. Why the waiting period? What is the purpose of the waiting period? Is, well, we'll get to that in just a minute. She debuted the bill 2 days after the shooting of the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Okay? I refer to this as tap dancing in blood. But she said in a statement, she gave it to, you know, I'm sitting here wondering what it's supposed to do and everything. She gave us a statement. We cannot afford it another angry person in possession of military-style weapons, nor can we bear the consequences of another person consumed by hatred, wielding firepower intended to inflict maximum carnage. The blood that has been shed in America runs deep, with too many lives lost and too many families shattered. This measure, dubbed the Gun Safety Not Sorry Act of 2017, revisits the concept of a national waiting period on firearms, which have not been seen, that hasn't been seen in 2 decades. The original Brady Act, which was adopted in 1993, contained the provision for a 5-day waiting period on handguns, though it was replaced after 1998 with an instant computerized background check system and a 3-day default to proceed guideline on delayed checks, which is what we have today. Currently, 9 states and the District of Columbia have some form of statutory waiting periods on gun purchases, ranging from a 14-day period on all firearm types in Hawaii to a 24-hour delay in Illinois on rifles and shotguns. But, you know, both sides are always going to argue about the effectiveness of waiting or cooling off. Here's the thing. Waiting, if... If I'm going to get out there and say, you know, to somebody that I did something, I don't know, in the heat of the moment means that I'm looking at somebody and they say, Bill, that's not the case, and I grab the big 5-pound ashtray and break it over their head in a fit of anger. I do not get in the car and say, just hang on, wait right there. I've got to go to the gun shop and then go to the gun shop and buy the gun and come back. Now we've gone from heat of the moment, passion, you know, temporary insanity, whatever you want to call it. We've gone from that to, I don't know, premeditation, murder. We've gone to murder at that point. And there is no statistical effect on gun crimes to others. They find that correlate to a decrease in gun homicide and suicide. Courts have likewise had mixed rulings on their use. Cooling off is not... Hey, what do you got going on, Bill? Well, I want to kill somebody today. Well, I don't know, Bill. Maybe you need to go sit down over there and get a nice book and cool off. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think maybe I shouldn't murder. I'm going to go over there and sit down and cool off. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Thanks, Tommy. That's happening. Jackson Lee's legislation would go past firearms and mandate a delay on magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds, which is just about all of them. And that has not been seen since the assault weapon ban expired in 2004. Rounds described as being armor-piercing would fall under the purview of the act, as would be suppressors, despite the fact that they're already extremely regulated in the NFA. And which by default delays their transfer for months. And the Gun Safety Act, Not Sorry Act, has 13 co-sponsors, all Democrat, and has been referred to the House Committee on the Judiciary, to which Jackson Lee is a senior member. I wonder You know, we're all sitting here going, well, Paul Ryan is the reason that we haven't got national reciprocity. What about all these stupid, like this one that gets sent to the House Judiciary Committee? Who decides in Congress that this can happen? That they can refer a a bill like Miss Jackson? You know, she, I think she has her people refer to her as the Queen. I don't know. That part still is a mystery to me, but Ms. Jackson Lee, she's like Hillary. She's just a gift that keeps on giving. I mean, I swear to God she is. She's, without a doubt, one of the least effective but noisiest. She's like Maxine Waters in a lot of ways. And I say that not lightly. Maxine Waters, she puts out a piece of legislation every 9 years. There you go, California. There's your bang for the buck. One every 9 years. But she gets paid every year. She gets paid every week or whatever, you know, however these guys get paid. She's getting paid. But, yeah, she puts out one every 9 years. That's her record. If I were in Congress, I would be writing legislation every time I turned around. I would, and when they come up there and say, well, listen, we're not going to give you any nice assignments if you don't play ball. I'd be like, oh, could you say that again? My GoPro wasn't on yet. Or if they came up and said, well, listen, you know, we see a bright future for you there, junior representative from South Carolina. Maybe if you were to understand the way the nuance of, you know, the Beltway works. Let me tap this mic. Could you say that again? I didn't get a good playback. I would catch them on something, and then I would turn them in. And then when I turned them in, when everybody's like, nobody's going to work with you, I'd be like, just give me time. None of you will be here. And I would keep getting reelected and reelected and reelected. I would be one of the swamp drainers. And when I was done draining the swamp, you know what? I'd get out of Washington, D.C. because I can't. Well, now I could carry a gun in Washington, D.C., but you know, that's a new thing. That is a new thing. I'd still get out. I would get out and I would take my pension, and I would probably I'd probably go traveling or something. I don't know what I'd do. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. The rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. Maxine Waters makes $174,000 a year, so let's see, 27 years. So 24 years she made whatever she made and didn't do any legislation. All right, I did it. Mad Maxine, she definitely is mad. Young people, I want you to listen to me very carefully, okay? It sounds like I'm talking about you, and if you think I'm talking about you, take a look at yourself, okay? Yeah. There's a lot of awful things happening right now. All of this discord and anger and stupidity. And those of my generation, I know that you millennials are going to suffer long after I'm gone. And I'm going to die a lot sooner than you are, unless someone invents some sort of expensive, life-extensive potion that I can buy. But they can't, because they will still be paying off their degrees in oppression studies and virtue signaling arts until the year 2083. But at least I'll know that we left them a suitably terrible world, since they are a terrible generation. Millennials are the spawn that we deserve, annoying and posturing and frequently pierced. They are utterly convinced of their own moral superiority, but they don't believe in morals. But that's not really true. They just confuse morals with the increasingly bizarre patchwork of taboo and fetishes of the social justice weirdos they use as their moral compass. And when you ask people, what's the world's biggest problem? And they answer, the structural paradigm imposed by cisgender Western males. And then you look at them and say, I don't know, what about ISIS? And they answer, well, who are we to judge their culture? Well, it's time to start slapping some millennial faces, isn't it? We've warned them to stay off of our figurative lawns, and now it's time to figuratively tackle them like Kentucky libertarians would. I was born in the waning moments of the baby boom. I straddle 2 useless generations, the millennials and what used to be called Generation X. No one calls that calls them that anymore because it made no lasting impression. Obama was in my generation, and for that I apologize. In any case, I remember when calculators were brand new and phones were attached to walls. Showtime was the bomb. Then we dug this country $20 trillion into debt, and we have a world full of enemies and a military that's collapsing, and we saddled millennials with Obamacare, which is a magical system that makes health care worse, but yet it costs more. And they seem cool with it. And politically, the country is divided as never before, at least not since Lincoln, who you millennials think once owned slaves because you nitwits think Lincoln owned slaves. There used to be a time when the leftists and the conservatives didn't segregate themselves into the different bubbles and hate each other. We're beginning to remind me of these monkeys I used to see at the Riverbank Zoo in Columbia, South Carolina. Two monkeys petrified of water on little islands that hated each other, that would be throwing stuff at them all day long, at each other all day long. That's what we are. We're in that bubble now. If you're a leftist female, you'll dump your boyfriend if he voted for Trump. And, you know, back in my day, we would have finished our encounter and then, you know, we would have given the girl a fake phone number and then never dealt with the nagging from the pinko again. But we seem to be losing everything that made us great. Back in the day, we crushed uppity Russian empires, no thanks to the commie-hugging leftists who told us that the Reds loved their children too. You millennials know that awful Sting song your mom used to listen to it in the Volvo while carting you to soccer or whatever other sick soul-killing enrichment activity she forced you into, instead of letting you run free in the streets and woods like we did. Now we cower at the same losers Reagan stripped of their Ural Mountain oysters in fear of them posting some super pervasive Facebook ad targeted at making auto workers in Michigan fall out of their deep and abiding love for Hillary. We messed up. Yeah, we did. But you millennials that may be listening to this on your smartphone, which you can still see without glasses or squinting, you shouldn't act so high and mighty. You have a chance. You had a chance to fix all of this. And instead, you've chosen to never move out of your parents' houses or just sit around and invent new pronouns for genders that don't exist. A couple of decades down the road, when I'm dead from chronic bitterness and drinking too much expensive scotch that I buy with the Social Security money you'll be toiling to pay me, you won't have families or careers. You'll be my age and still making coffee for the next generation of ingrates, the children of the immigrants and super religious Christians who represent the only portion of America still making babies. You'll come home to your used Mitsubishi Love robot named Olive. You'll reheat some Sara Lee avocado toast sticks and watch Saturday Night Live as it tries to make fun of President Donald Trump Jr. While we're still here together with me owning stuff and you struggling to afford your daily kombucha smoothie, we face many shared challenges. There's that giant debt. There are these foreign people who want to kill us. There's this terrifying fact that we're at each other's throats here at home. We know how this plays out if we don't fix it. It's bad for me, but it's really bad for you. And maybe we should try and square things a better way. Maybe we should stop assuming the worst about each other and start thinking about what unites us instead of divides us and work together to make a better tomorrow. Maybe. You think? What do you think? Maybe. I don't know. That's kind of up to you, though. Because as many of you on Twitter like to point out, I'm going to die a lot sooner than you are. That makes the future all yours. You'll own it soon. I'm going to point out one more thing to you that you need to understand and really understand good. I have, like on Facebook or YouTube, I'll be told, the internet is for the young. Being young is a snapshot, kids. It's a snapshot. I remember being exactly where you were 30 years ago. I remember it just like it was yesterday because it was a snapshot in time. You will be where I'm at soon, sooner than you think, if you survive long enough. And if you don't survive long enough, then how is that superior? The difference between me and most people my age now is that when I was your age, I gave that youth to the country. I put on a uniform and I went to a lot of places I didn't want to go. And really, the only place I ever went that I didn't want to go was Fort Polk, which Louisiana is a beautiful state. Fort Polk is the armpit of the earth. Louisiana, love Louisiana. Couldn't get me back on Fort Polk's military reservation. I mean, I don't care. I mean, if somebody dropped me there tomorrow, I'm going to dig my way through to something on the other side of the earth. I just don't want to go back to Fort Polk. But, you know, you can sit there and say, this is this and that is that, kids. But the thing is, I'm not going to be here. What's going to happen to you soon is not going to affect me. It's going to be bad for you. I'm wanting to leave it in a better place. I want it to correct itself. I want us to be one people. But I can want all I am capable of, and I can't make it happen unless you want it to. And then we could work together and make that happen. But all of you right now, you know, I have grandkids. And I want their world to be better than my world was. And I still have got enough in me to help you make this world better that I helped screw up. I'm a part of that. But I'm willing to fix that. But I'm, you know, you got to help me. And if you're not going to help me, like I said, pretty soon I'll be qualifying for the Social Security and the discounts at Sam's Club. I'll be getting it all, and you'll be paying for it. Choose. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Time on the firing line. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Going to be live again tomorrow, and then won't be back until the following Monday. Although any of you that are interested, I will be working at WORD, filling in on Black Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., if you want to check that out. Just thought I'd put that out there. Have you ever, I keep hearing how Trump's not worthy and this guy's not worthy and not qualified and everything. What makes someone qualified to be a politician, a respected politician, and what doesn't? I believe that I have figured out the qualifications that reporters and Democrats and Republicans think, make, or have made people honored, qualified presidents, members of Congress, and senators, and which absolutely disqualifies someone. This, again, is sort of like you're a redneck, okay? So you're qualified if you believe it's okay for men and boys to stroll around girls' locker rooms and restrooms by exposing themselves. You may be qualified to be a politician. If you support allowing babies to be killed up until childbirth, especially minority children at a high rate, you may be qualified. You think it's okay to crunch and crush babies while saving valuable body parts so you can get a nice car? You may be qualified. If you run up $20 trillion worth of debt for future generations, well, you definitely are qualified. If you continue to violate the nation's security laws, this may make you the most qualified person ever to run for president. And once again, you may be qualified. You spent over $12 million to create a fake dossier to destroy your opponent and then use that to justify spying on that opponent. Well, you may be qualified. If you believe immigration laws are optional, well, you may be qualified. And as president, you illegally spy for years, you are qualified. If you're a leader in the KKK, you can move to the top of the Democrat Party. As politicians, you are entitled to enrich yourself tremendously by using your position. You transfer uranium to Russia for kickbacks. You enrich your family and your charity, which is your family. If your name is Kennedy and you leave a woman to die to protect your political power, you will be considered a great senator and champion of women's rights. Now, the only thing that I see that absolutely disqualifies a politician is if a Washington Post reporter pulls a story out of a hat after a primary that says you may have kissed a few young girls around 40 years ago. Proof is not necessary to disqualify you. The accusation is enough. After all, it is a Republican state. Now, back in the 1990s, who remembers Mel Reynolds? He had sex with an underage volunteer on his campaign, and neither Republicans nor Democrats pushed for expulsion. He resigned after he was convicted, and Clinton let him out. He was a Rhodes Scholar and just an all-around good guy, so Clinton thought he should get out. in August of 1994, he was indicted for sexual assault and criminal sexual abuse for engaging in a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old campaign volunteer that began during the 1992 campaign. Despite the charges, he continued his campaign and was reelected that November. He had no opposition, and Reynolds initially denied the charges, which he claims were racially motivated. On August 22, 1995, he was convicted on 12 counts of sexual assault, obstruction of justice, and solicitation of child pornography. He resigned his seat on October 1st of that year. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, thus he was expected to be released in 1998. However, April 1997, he was convicted on 16 unrelated counts of bank fraud or misusing campaign funds for personal use and lying to FEC investigators, specifically one count of bank fraud, two counts of wire fraud, eight counts of making false statements on loan applications, one count of conspiracy to defraud the FEC, and four counts of making false statements to the FEC. These charges resulted in an additional sentence of 78 months in federal prison. Reynolds served all of his first sentence and served 42 months in prison for later charges, and at this point, Clinton commuted the sentence for bank fraud. As a result, he was released from prison and served the remaining time in a halfway house. We should remember that Hollywood and others celebrate Roman Polanski despite him being a child rapist. Reporters and entertainers and other Democrats gladly supported putting the Clintons back in the White House in 2016, despite knowing how corrupt they are, that they are congenital liars, and despite the number of women both of them have abused physically and mentally and sought to destroy. We really should stop pretending that in 2017 that the Clinton supporters all of a sudden have great sympathy for women who have been abused. They couldn't care less. Republicans and Democrats alike don't like Roy Moore, so they will use any excuse they can go to get after him, just like they're going after Trump. This is the swamp. The swamp has amassed a lot of power, and they want to keep it with the help of their buddies in the media. Now let's go to the DOJ, shall we? The DOJ. Politics, depending on who you are and how you practice it, is either a hardball or a softball game. But every now and again, even a Major League Baseball player will lob a floater, if you will. And metaphorically, that sort of pitch has come to Jeff Sessions, thanks to a Department of Justice IG report, where they pointed out the 100,000 convicted felons trying to buy guns during the Obama administration and the prosecution of 30 to 40 each year. Now, that question, the lie and buy, what's the point of making it a crime if you don't enforce it? There's a simple answer to it. If the law were properly enforced, there would be fewer incidents of which the gun grabbers call gun violence, fewer incidents to use as propaganda for demanding even more draconian laws. And here's the opportunity that this enforcement fiasco has created for Sessions and Trump. They can start out with a high-profile denunciation of the past 8 years and the failure to protect the public. And that could be done either by Trump or his AG or both. And there surely are instances of people who were not prosecuted and went on to commit more crime. The victims of those crimes can be highlighted and a finger of responsibility pointed back at the DOJ. And Trump then directs via an executive order his DOJ to prioritize prosecution of violations of the background check documentation. He can do that. Signing ceremony accompanied by remarks criticizing the failures of Holder and Lynch and promising to reverse the harm they have caused by their negligence would be good to go with it as well. Following that, Sessions announces his decision to beef up prosecutions by transferring personnel from other sections of the DOJ and might even put in a request for additional funding to hire new prosecutors in addition to those transferred from prosecuting colleges for not having equal numbers of women as men participating in sports and bringing them and actually going after some crime breakers, or law breakers, rather. This gets the Trump administration on the side of doing something about gun violence and discrediting his predecessor. That would be a win-win-win. He can get out there and say, well, under my administration, you know how Trump talks, I can't do it. Under my administration, we went after the lawbreakers and we supported the law-abiding. And except for Joe Biden, who's going to come out against that? Everybody's a winner here except for the Democrats, who we really should be calling the communists, okay? Right, Scharfenberger? We really should be calling you guys the communists, because you don't want to win power. You want to grab power. We know what you want. That's your problem. We know exactly what you want. You want to discredit this president. If, you know, you want to impeach him for what? Who knows? Doesn't he have to have done something wrong? Firing James Comey was within his purview. That wasn't obstruction of justice. If he was obstructing justice, he would have fired Rosenstein before he got a chance to appoint Mueller. Mueller is out there looking for anything. And he's looking at everything to find anything. He's way past his mandate. And in the meantime, Republicans, you guys have backed this. You have backed this Mueller witch hunt. And at the same time, you can't pass nothing. You can't pass anything. You can't pass Obamacare repeal. You voted for it 8 different times when you knew it was going to be vetoed. Now that you got somebody that's going to sign it, you can't vote for it. National carrier reciprocity. Low-hanging fruit, boys and girls. You could pass that, and you'd be heroes, and you get reelected tomorrow, and you get to keep those $174,000 a year jobs. But you can't even do that. This is snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, you morons. I hope a bunch of you get Eric Cantored. I'd love to know what Eric Cantored does with his time now. I'd like to see some of you somewhere, I don't know, picking up cans. Back tomorrow in 21 hours between now and this. Remember, you know, remember what I'm about to tell you. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Haiti Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.